Yo, welcome back to Period 2 Podcast. You know, it's me, Swaggy. You know what I'm saying? I'm finally back, man. I ain't posting over a month. You know, it's been feeling weird. I've been focusing on other things with my YouTube channel, family, you know, mental health, things of that nature. But, you know, I'm back at it. Who am I here with right now?
Kyra.
I'm with Kyra right now, from you, as you heard. A very close friend of mine, someone I consider family. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, Kyra?
I've been okay. I've been doing good lately.
So, like, what adventures have you gone through, like, recently? You know what I'm saying? As you're growing up, things of that nature, like, mm-hmm. How do you feel, like, about those things? Like, not just growing up, mm-hmm. but, like, the things that come with it, you know, like, maturity, responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I recently got my first job. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm starting to hit those milestones, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna get my permit soon. So I don't know, it's a weird feeling because I am only 15, but I'm about to be a senior next year and I have my first job. I'm about to be driving. Like, time is moving real fast, faster than I really thought it would.
You feel like you're ready for it?
I think I can do it, mm-hmm. but I think, I don't know. Like, in my mind, like, I know that I'm still a child, so, like, I still have that mindset, like, I don't want to have to be at work every day. I don't want to have to be doing this and the third. Like, I want to chill like a kid, but I can't because my time is coming now.
Yeah, responsibilities.
Yeah.
I feel what you're saying. I was going through the same thing at your age when I was a wee lad.
You know what I'm saying?
How old am I?
Yeah.
Older than you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but getting that out of the way, you know what I'm saying? You always told me that when you'd be on the podcast, you wanted to talk about human stages, you feel me? Yeah, at that portion of relationships, and we haven't talked about relationships in a while, so it's actually nice to get back into that topic. Mm-hmm. I really want to get your full scope of the human stage, because you really helped me with mine, the one recently that I was in. You know what I'm saying? So,
for healing, I said, like, when people get out of relationships or, like, they just got hurt, the first thing you're going to do is, like, find a coping mechanism. The first thing you're going to do is try and find something to get your mind off of whatever just happened. And for me, personally, I know that there's good coping mechanisms and bad coping mechanisms. And so what I think is a good coping mechanism could be a bad one to you. Like, personally, I distance myself from the whole world when things happen. And, like, I try to, like, forget that whatever happened just happened.
That you consider that a good coping mechanism, right?
It's so-so. Like, it's good for me, but then again, it's like I'm shutting everyone out my life. And
exactly. That's what I was going to say. I was gonna disagree with you on that one because of the fact that, like, when you distance yourself from the world, you really, you get into your own head a lot, right? And then your vision of reality seems to change entirely. You can really change who you are off of that alone.
Right.
And so, like, I don't know if that'll necessarily lead to growth. Mm-hmm. It may help you get over the situation, as you were saying, you're, like, moving past the situation. But it is important to not ignore it. I can see where you stand.
And that's, like, what I'm currently having to learn about myself is that I'm not actually getting over pain. I'm moving past it. So it's like I'm trying to basically forcing myself to, like, forget that it happened, but you can't move on if you're just forgetting that it happened. You have to actually get through it to move on. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people don't understand. Like, people will jump out of one relationship and go straight to another one, but you didn't heal from the past one, so how is this next one going to prosper if you didn't heal? You're going to do the exact same thing you did in the last relationship in this new one. But, like, if people, like, they go to drugs and things like that, they smoke weed, that's not going to help you. Like, that's not going to fill the void. That's going to create other problems within your life, and you're still going to have the original problem that you had that you thought drugs or another person would fix. But you have to fix it within yourself.
That's something I say all the time. You know, like, I'm a strong advocate for staying sober, not doing drugs and things of that nature. Like, not only because of the trauma that I faced due to things like that, but just also off the strength of the knowledge that I learned through my medical classes in middle school. I didn't really like those, but I still paid attention from time to time, and I learned about the effects of weed and other drugs and things of that nature, how being addicted to them can really ruin your life and really hold you back, you know. And even if you're not addicted, like actually addicted, but the constant use of it destroys your mentals, you know. Yeah. It changes your personality. You're not the same person. And then when that goes away, you then go back to the same person you were before you started with it. Now you have the same issues, and now they're harder to deal with because you're so used to having them by your side. It becomes unnatural for you. Even if you learn how to solve the problem, mm-hmm. right? How to actually solve it, right? That problem still stays with you because you've dealt with it for so long. Right. You're now uncomfortable without it there. That's very important.
And in some ways, I feel like there's some people that don't want to heal because we know what we need to do. Like, I feel like the real thing is when you get hurt, you don't want to think about it. You want to move on. But if you don't think about it, if you don't come to terms with whatever the situation is, and you don't actually become one with your real feelings, you're not going to get over it. And that's what I'm learning right now, because a situation could have happened a month ago. A month later, I feel like I shouldn't be worrying about it anymore. I feel like I shouldn't be thinking about it. But it's okay to still think about the things that happened in the past. Just don't dwell on it. Like, there's a difference between understanding what happened and sitting there and dwelling on it and focusing on it. Mm-hmm. That's something I've been learning.
How'd you learn that?
Because I have a lot of quotes. And I seen this one quote. I don't remember what it said. But it was basically along the lines of what I just said. It's okay to think about the past, but don't focus on it.
One more time. It's okay to think about the past,
but don't focus on it.
Because
once you focus on it, now you're going to go back in that same old mindset that you had when you were sad. You can think about it and you can improve from it. But if you focus on it, you're going to get right back into that same exact situation.
Because that becomes the direction of your life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're going backwards.
Okay. So you see that as going backwards. Okay. So how do you feel about those, before you even get to a healing stage, right? You're still in a relationship. Let's say one person cheats, right? And then this becomes knowledge to both of the people. They both are aware of this cheating happens. And then that other person then cheats back, right? How do you feel about that?
That's stupid, in my opinion.
Okay.
I feel like, yes, you got hurt, but now you trying to hurt that person back, it's hurting you more in the end. Because if that person cheated on you one time, they'll cheat on you two times, three times, four times. So you cheating back that one time is not going to stop them from doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. So in the end, I feel like you're making yourself look stupid, because you think you're getting your get back, but in reality, you know you didn't want to cheat. In all honesty, you only did that because you know you still love that person and you just want them to hurt the way they made you hurt. But in the end, you didn't fix anything. You just made the problem worse.
I think that's a pride thing.
It is.
So no, I don't know how many times I said this on a podcast, but I do say it a lot in my daily life, that pride destroys you. No matter how far you take it, pride will destroy you. Mm-hmm. Your pride will destroy you, because you have no benefit to cheating back. Right. Like, if you really think about it, you break it down, there is no gain to the situation beyond the fact that you, quote unquote, don't look stupid.
Right.
Right. But then you look just as stupid, because if you do something, like somebody did something to make you look stupid and then you redid what they did. Mm-hmm. So now y'all both look stupid together.
You're being hypocritical. Hypocritical
facts.
What you just said you hate.
Exactly. I love that we can agree on this. I ain't gonna lie. Because if I disagree with somebody on this, I'm gonna get mad.
And I feel like another thing, like, they'll cheat on someone and they'll get in a relationship with the person that they cheated on their ex with, right?
No, that is
You're
insane.
Going into the same cycle.
That's insane.
Of who you just cheated on. You just cheated on someone, and now you get into a new relationship. You're doing the same thing.
That
what
was
the point?
Wow. I've never seen that in my life.
No,
that
I didn't experience it, but I've seen it. You cheated on someone, and then you get in a relationship with the person that you just cheated on them with. Same thing happens. it's just an endless cycle.
That is insanely dumb. It's so stupid, bro. But then that's like advertised in our generation too. So many negative things advertised in our generation. Like, I feel like we're going the wrong direction.
It's out of fear. Everyone has that fear when they step into a relationship. I don't want to get hurt. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have backups just in case this one doesn't work. Or I'll try and get you before you get me. Like, mm-hmm. it's an eat or get eaten world. But if you want a relationship, you can't do that. Y'all both have a fear, but you need to come to terms with whether you want it or not. If you both want it bad enough, drop everyone else and focus on that one person. But everyone's scared to do that.
You know, I've actually had experience in that exact situation. It was a conversation with a girl that I used to talk to, where it was like, I would tell her that like the type of person I am and the way I was raised based off of loyalty and taking care of the ones that you care about and things like that, is that you gotta allow yourself to be hurt first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that came as a shock to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I told her that, she didn't really understand what I was talking about. She was unaware of the situation. And granted, like, people have different upbringings, you know what I'm saying? So they see things differently. I've always valued loyalty. Mm-hmm. Like, that's been my number one thing. I don't care what we're doing. I don't care how close we are. If I say I'm stuck with you, I'm stuck with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that leads to, the quote-unquote looking stupid. But
right.
I feel like I'd rather stand on my loyalty and look stupid than throw away my self-worth just to have that sense of pride or an ego. You know what I'm saying? Because that's dumb. But then you go through social media or you go through the average... I mean, we're getting old now, young adult, teenager, you know what I'm saying? It's that, like, you got to hurt them before they hurt you.
Yeah.
That's the way the world is going right now. And then I feel like if we continue to teach the younger generation this same ideology, then it can only get worse, because people are going to lie more. They're going to find better ways to keep it a secret,
mm-hmm.
that they're really insecure inside.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially because insecurities are always looked down upon to the average person. But when you really think about it, everyone is insecure in some way, or shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has some type of flaw, some type of negative part of them that they don't appreciate. You know what I'm saying? So then it's really dumb that... I've been saying dumb a lot. I sound dumb. But it is really dumb that... how are you going to judge someone for something that you deal with too?
Exactly. And I feel like no one wants to be looked at as the odd one out. And if you're vulnerable, you know, like when you're younger, there's one kid that's a little more sensitive. They're called a crybaby. Everyone makes fun of them. So now no one wants to be vulnerable. No one wants to be looked down on. And I feel like little situations like that, like when you're younger, calling someone a crybaby, okay, laugh and joke about it. But now that they're older, they don't want to show that vulnerable side. They don't want anyone to see that they're hurt. Therefore, they're going to act like they're superior in a way. They're going to make themselves feel like, they're going to make themselves seem like you can't hurt them, you can't touch them. But deep down inside, they're hurting because they're never able to get over that pain. Like, they don't want to cry. They don't want to actually deal with it because they never got the chance to without being made fun of or being laughed at.
Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to associate with that person either.
Right.
You know, because then they get that title by association.
I think it's all about, like, in a way, people don't want to ruin their reputation. Mm-hmm. But we're young. Your reputation, the reputation you have right now is not going to be the same one you have in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Especially, a lot of them are school-based. Like, outside of school, that reputation doesn't exist. Exactly. At all. You're a completely different... You have a different value to the world outside of school. You know? And then that comes to the people that peak in high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, their values, their high school values... are their values that they stick with for the rest of their life. You know, they're always trying to get a leg up on somebody and things of that nature. Because nobody wants to be looked at as a nerd.
Right.
Nobody sees a nerd and is like, I want to be friends with the nerd, because then I then become the nerd. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen kids that, like, they hold their interest back or they fake like they're interested in something else just to
fit in.
Just to please the people around them. You know, And I wouldn't say I used to do that, because I really didn't, but like I would exaggerate it,
right.
You know, back in middle school or elementary school, because I didn't really have a lot of friends. You know, I just talked a lot, so a lot of people knew me, but I didn't really associate with a lot of people. So now it was like I'd find somebody was interested in something, then I would force it out. You know, like, I got into a fight in elementary school over Pokemon cards. I've never watched Pokemon a day in my life, not a single time. But I fought so hard for this idea just so I could fit in with those people. You know what I'm saying? And like looking back on it, yeah, it was childish. I was 10. You know what I'm saying? But there's still people that do that to this day, even past high school, grown adults, fighting over things they have no idea about and they don't actually care about.
And I feel like that's another thing, like, that comes with healing is maturity. You have to be mature enough to, like, understand how you feel, accept how you feel. I feel like the real problem nowadays is we don't know ourselves. We're very young. Like I said, I'm 15. We're 15, 16, 17. You're still a kid. You don't know yourself completely. And we all want to paint this picture like we know what we're doing.
They base it off the internet.
Exactly. That's another thing. You can't base anything off of the internet because people show you what they want you to see. Like, when it comes to, like, idolizing relationships, people show you what they want to see. Look at Lil Durk in India. Where are they at now?
I'm actually not sure.
Exactly. People were idolizing them so hard. Didn't they break up?
Yeah, I believe someone involved cheated. I'm not sure who it was, but
like, you're idolizing these relationships and these people on the internet, but you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Like, of course, everyone's going to paint this picture like, oh, I have it going on. I'm at a certain age where I understand that I have to be my own person. Like, it's okay to be inspired by someone or be influenced, but don't try to be that person. That's what people fail to understand. They see someone with a lot of money. Oh, I want to make a lot of money. I want to be just like them. Don't be like them. Be you.
I see exactly what you're saying. Like, a lot of vacations that they go on, especially with celebrities. Drake. Wow. Lil Durk in India. Like, they have a lot of money. Both of them have a lot of money, right? So they can go on vacation. They could go to Bora Bora. They can go to Dubai, wherever. Right. And then people will see that and be like, wow, I want to do that too. But then they don't think about how they got to get the money for it. They got to be stable, happy as well. Because you can't smile for the camera and be unhappy behind it.
And I feel like that's another thing. You see famous people going all these places, they look happy. If you're sitting home and depressed, going on a trip is not going to make you happy. Like, you have to really figure out yourself, know what makes you happy. Like, yeah, it may look fun, but once you come back from the trip, you're still going to be depressed. Like, that's a one-time happiness, and that's a waste of your time and your money because you think that's going to solve your issues. Materialistic things won't solve your issues, and that's why I finally understand the phrase, money won't buy happiness. Because, yeah, you could buy things that'll make you happy, but a week from now, where's that happiness?
You got to see the bigger picture.
Exactly.
You know? A lot of people who don't have money, right? Mm-hmm. Well, don't have a lot of money, or they don't go on these trips, is that they only see the good side of it.
Right.
You know, they fail to visualize the negatives that come along with it, right? The fact that you got to realize what you're unhappy about.
Right.
Right. I just said something smart. You got to realize what you're unhappy about, so that you could change that and become happy. Because having money, having anything, is not going to change the happiness that you have. It's the values, your self-worth, your values in others as well, in the whole world. What you value are going to be the things that make you happy, the things that make you smile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, if you really value money to that degree, that is very unhealthy, but that would be the only situation in which that having money would bring you happiness. You know what I'm saying? For me, at least, you know, it's the people around me. You know what I'm saying? The love that I receive from them, the family that I have. Those are the people that make me the happiest. You know, seeing people smile, that makes me the happiest. So it's like, I know myself and I understand that no matter how much money I have in the world, I wouldn't be happy if I was, if I had it alone.
Right.
You know, if I didn't have the people around me, I wouldn't be, I still wouldn't be happy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like, learn yourself, learn your values, and that's step one to increasing your happiness. Facts. Kyra, say facts.
Facts.
Facts. If you're listening, say facts. No, I just put facts.
And that's another thing. Like, when you come to the healing stage, people want to skip all that hurt. They want to jump right to the happiness. But like you said, you got to know what you're unhappy about and fix that first. Like, and sometimes you're unhappy. You don't know why you're unhappy. Some people are just depressed, and they don't know what it is. Maybe it's the household they're living in, but they've been living in it for so long, they don't realize that that's the problem. I mean, I don't know how to fix that, but switch your scenery.
I've learned that when it comes to the healing stage, the beginning of that is always going to be pain, regardless of what you're actually unhappy about. Even if you don't, like, miss the person, even if that person didn't really mean too much to you, that pain is still going to be there regardless. So that's something you got to work towards, something you got to push through.
It's okay to miss people. That's one thing. Let me read you the quote I found. But it's okay to miss people. It's okay.
You're
going
to have to send me these quotes.
I'm starting
to like the idea. That first quote really got me.
Just because you miss someone doesn't mean you need them back in your life. Missing is just a part of moving on. And that's so true. Like, say that you had a relationship or you were talking to someone and they were good to you, and then something happened, y'all don't talk anymore. It's okay to miss them. Of course you're going to miss them. You guys had good moments. You had happy times. Say you guys stopped talking a week ago. You're not going to get over it overnight. You're still going to miss them. But now if they come back in your life, you're still not healed. You're still going to be hurt from that pain, and they're just going to hurt you again. Like, to move on, like I said, you have to know what happened, accept what happened, and be able to figure out how to heal from that. You can't just move on. So it's okay to think about the past. It's okay to miss someone, but don't go back, because that's just going to deepen your pain. It's going to hurt you even more. Especially since, say you guys stopped talking 2 months ago. Maybe they changed for the worse. But I'm not saying, 'cause, you know, sometimes people stop talking for like a good year, then they come back and then they move on. Mm-hmm. Like, they prosper.
That growth is definitely possible, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if someone hurt you really bad, just because you miss them, don't go back. Like, that's when you're going to get that label that you're delusional, you're stuck on them, you're obsessed. And no one wants that label. I feel like you should acknowledge and do some inner healing, self-healing. You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else.
But then that's social media again.
That's true.
The label. Because the label of delusional that social media has created recently, a lot of times...
It's not all delusion.
Yeah. Like, a lot of the things that social media creates, a lot of the titles that they create, then tend to get stretched out from their original meaning. Mm-hmm. And I feel like delusional is doing that as well. You know what I'm saying? Because now people are scared to be delusional.
Right.
You know, when it could really be genuine love there. It could be genuine care for one another. But you get the title delusional, now you're rethinking, right?
Right.
Second guessing yourself, now you don't know. You're unsure when that could really be the right place for you.
Exactly.
I think so.
Feeding into social media is really what is hurting our generation.
Mm-hmm. But it's not the idea of social media itself, though. It's just the attachment we have to it.
Yeah. Because, like, social media itself, everyone's going to be on social media at some point. But it's when you take something and you turn it into something it's not. Mm-hmm. That's what social media does. Like the shade room, they'll take a situation and exaggerate it 10 times more and then change your opinions on someone over something that it happened, but it didn't happen that way. You changed the way the situation happened. Now everyone's looking at you differently. That's like what they do, like the delusion, like toxicity. Being toxic was never a cute thing, but now people shifted that to be, oh, I'm toxic. Like, that's one of your personality traits. You guys are making like these little things personality traits. And that's what's really hurting us, because you're proud to be toxic. You're proud to hurt people. That's not, quote unquote, normal. I don't think that's real.
That should not be. That's not. I mean, it's definitely not healthy.
It's not.
It's definitely not healthy. But I don't know where that spawned from. I couldn't even tell you. Like, I feel like it just happened at some point, and then kept growing.
And another thing, like riding the wave. You see someone else say, oh, I'm toxic, I'm this, I'm that, I'm nonchalant. You're going to ride that same wave. You're going to ride the same wave as your friends, unless you know yourself. If you know yourself and you're okay within your own skin, you're not going to ride that wave. But a lot of people are going to try and fit in with their friends and say that there's something that they're not and continue this. I don't even know what to call it. Like
a train?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a topic for another time. You know, that's all the time we have. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast, Kyra. You know what I'm saying? That was a really important conversation to have. Somebody's going to need it. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, if this is your first time listening, you know what I'm saying, follow the podcast, rate 5 stars, nothing less than that, because we are 5-star people. You know what I'm saying? And share it with your ex, your mom, your uncle, your auntie, your friend. Who else should we share it with, Kyra?
They dog.
They dog. Share it with your puppy. Mm-hmm. Share it with your chihuahua, your golden retriever, any of them. You know what I'm saying? Share it with somebody who needs this. And stay blessed, man. Peace.
Bye, y'all.